All right, time for the Coast to Coast close-up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined right now by Tristan Horncastle. Tristan, thanks for your time. How you doing?
Matt, I am well, buddy. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Tristan. Great chatting with you. First off, I want to ask you about your new one, Who You Know. This is an awesome song with a very special message. I love this one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be written?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of another one of those songs that was wrote and cut before COVID, and it seems to be a lot of tunes these days kind of turn into, now that the pandemic has happened, it's a great great song after, but you know, even before the pandemic, it's just life in general, you know, the fast pace of life, and everything's so quick these days, and digital technology, and it's just, you know, kind of about slowing down, you know, and at the end of the day, it's who you know, and the people that love you and love you back, your friends and family. And when, you know, you get to go through life all the way through and retirement and all that, it's, you know, it's the people you cherish and the people you put yourself, surround yourself with, you know, that, that make everything a go and make the memories of a lifetime. And it's, yeah, we're super stoked to get this thing out, man. It's we waited a long time. We were going to put it out during the pandemic, and we thought, you know what, can't play this thing live anywhere. So, yeah, we cut four new ones just before then, and this is the first one out of the gate. I think it's just the timing's perfect for it.
I love it. I love it. And when writing this one, did the title Who You Know, was that something that you had you'd found somewhere and had for a little bit, and kind of the song came after? How did the songwriting process work for you for this one?
Yeah, just kind of wrote itself that way, I guess, you know, kind of thinking on everything. It was just, you know, it's who you know, whether it's friends, family, your kids, loved ones, you know, it's just at the end of the day, the end of the road, and this whole life journey, it's who you know.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
and so I love kind of hearing how songs get born and get created. And you mentioned this one that you didn't want to really release it during the pandemic because you can't really play this one live. Have you played this one live yet, or is that still to come?
No, we have. We've done four shows back east here in the last month or so, and I guess the end of last summer heading into late fall was kind of the first time we played it at a little venue, and and it really stuck, you know. We had some great feedback and comments after, you know, the following week, and it's just been, I've just been chomping at the bit to get it out. You know, we released it digitally a couple of weeks ago, and it's you know, we're getting reports of top five downloads. It's very active on CanCon downloads, active indie. Yangaroo is just blowing it up on all the digital Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, everything. Yeah, it's great. But to play it live is definitely, you know, it's, I think everybody kind of steps back and, you know, you listen to the words and they really take it in and think, yeah, you know, it is who you know.
Absolutely. Yes. And so this song is available on all the streaming platforms, wherever you get your music. And Tristan, what's kind of this year looking like for you a little bit? You mentioned you played some live shows. Are you hoping that you're really busy playing festivals, live shows? What's 2022 looking like for you?
Yeah, it is, man. You know, stoked. We've been booking everything. I mean, been at this thing hard for 10 years, and we're playing small little venues we played 10 years ago. We're booking everything. We're playing a few weddings, you know, small little, we just played Hampton Brewing back home here, 200 people outdoors, sold out show on a Friday night.
Nice.
We just played the Little Mule in Sussex here last Friday. Summer, I've probably got 15 dates booked right now back east, and then we're headed to Calgary Stampede July 14th to 17th to play the Nashville North Stage.
That's gonna be awesome.
So
that's gonna be awesome. Have you played the Stampede before?
We have. This will be my fourth year there.
Okay.
It's like a family there, man. They treat you like family backstage. All the food and drinks you can have, the massages backstage. The stage, the people that come to the tent, it's about a 6,000 person tent in the middle of the Stampede grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Opens at 2 p.m., closes at 2 a.m., and it's jam-packed from open to close. The hospitality is phenomenal. The stage crew, the sound crew, everybody is just, it's just like a big family, man. And it's an honor to play it. And we usually do a couple sets and open for the headliner for the evening. So it's pretty great getting to take my wife this year. She's never been to Alberta.
Really? Awesome. That'll be good. That'll be cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. She had a horse growing up. My daughter now is 13. She's been riding since she was 4. She got a horse in October.
Awesome.
She's doing lots of horse shows, equestrian jumping back here in the East. And, yeah, just I wish I could take them with me, but probably next year and get them to see the Stampede.
Right, that'll be cool. Couple more questions. This year, are you also later on in the year? Are you coming to the CCMAs in Calgary as well?
We're hoping to, yes. Looking to come back for that, and very excited for that. Hoping to maybe play some things, and excited to see what this single does. It's now out to Canadian radio, and we've got 3 singles ready to go right behind it. So.
Right on. You mentioned, just kind of lastly here, again, Tristan Horncastle joins us right now. You mentioned this is kind of the first of 4 that you're releasing. So are obviously you're focusing on this one and promoting this one. The others, are they going to follow again this year? Is it over the next couple of years? What's kind of the plan going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're going to bang these suckers out, man. We get this one rolling and hope it does well. Gives us some good chart numbers and gets all across Canada on the radio. And we've got a summer banger to follow it right up. And then a great fall and through the winter into next year. And then we've got 4 or 5 others that are kind of in the stages of being recorded and getting them finalized and ready to go. So we're eventually probably going to do a little EP, but right now it's kind of, you know, just getting some singles out, getting us back on the airwaves, and giving some music to our fans that have been patiently waiting.
Awesome. Love it. Tristan, I appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thanks for your time, and take care.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate the time, and enjoy the weather out there.